You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Maria Khalil, President and CEO of VI Aesthetics, the creators of the first pill that is suitable for all skin types. Maria, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So for starters, can you tell us a little bit about VI Aesthetics and the VI pill and VI Derm products to kick things off?
Absolutely. So VI Aesthetics is the creator of the first painless chemical peel that is also suitable for all skin types and skin tones. The company was started in 2005, and the products were, in fact, first developed by my father, who was an aesthetic physician, and I had acne in high school. So he created these products to treat my acne and to get me my confidence back. Now our line has a full portfolio of powerful professional treatment for patients that they can have done in office. And then we also have a full skincare line that they can take home with them. And in the skincare line, you'll find wonderful products ranging from cleanser, SPF, vitamin C serum, even body lotion and body wash to treat the skin on your body. VI Aesthetics, we're devoted to addressing acne, to pigmentation. We really like reversing the signs of aging. We also repair sun damage. With our VI Peel and our VI Derm skincare line, patients are really able to see stunning transformations.
Shifting gears, what is your biggest VI Peel success story to date?
I know this sounds kind of cheesy, but I really feel like every day in my office is a success story. And I feel like that because our products, they really are changing people's lives. And it's not only just about changing the way you feel about your skin or changing the way your skin looks. It's when you feel more confident, you're able to do so much more. I think you're unstoppable. And in turn, I think that we can really change the world when we have more confidence. At VI, we're constantly receiving unsolicited emails and messages and phone calls from patients all over the world about how their experience with our product is changing their lives and really making a difference, helping them maybe get that job they never were able to get before, helping them stop wear makeup all the time. And it's just those kind of messages, they really make your job worth it every day. Those before and after photos, there's nothing like seeing those before and after photos. It's like magic. And I think if I had to choose another VI success story, more maybe on the business side, I would say our other success story is really the team that we were able to build. I think when I first started, we had 5 or 6 employees, and needless to say, we still have a long ways to grow. I think if you ever stop growing, then there's really, then what is there to do? But the team that we have now, we're so small and mighty, and every employee is so impressive in their own way. And getting people to trust you and to believe in your vision, I think is the biggest compliment that you could ever receive. So I just feel really fortunate and lucky that I get to work every day with such a great group of people.
Certainly makes a lot of difference. Now, as the president and CEO of VI Aesthetics, what is one piece of advice you could give to other CEOs out there listening in?
I think this is something a lot of CEOs out there have to start doing more. And I think that is to get lots of advice from lots of people and to hire people smarter than you. I think it's extremely important to surround yourself with great employees, great advisors, and a great talent network of vendors, et cetera. So that way, if you don't know the answer, and a lot of the times we don't know the answer, even though we want to pretend we do, and even if someone that works for you or someone you know doesn't know the answer, they usually know where to find it. I'm never afraid to ask a lot of questions of anybody. Even if it sounds like a common sense question, I ask it anyway. I also try never to act like the smartest person in the room, never try and belittle anyone, treat people as equal as possible. I really like to do my research when I'm making informed decisions. Maybe I overdo it sometimes, but I think I just feel a lot more comfortable when I know I've done the due diligence behind it. The other thing is that being a CEO can be very lonely, and you don't always have a lot of people that you can confidently ask private questions on. Sometimes it's about the people that you need to ask the question on, so clearly you can't go to that person. One of the things that I did, since I realized I was using my fiance as a sounding board, and it was getting kind of ridiculous because, of course, he cared, but he wasn't really a part of the business world. I joined a group called Vistage. And what Vistage is, it's a peer-to-peer membership organization for CEOs, for business owners, and for executives of small to mid-sized businesses. And basically what they provide me with is a private board of CEOs that can help me through issues, and they help me grow, and we get to meet every month. We get to learn about a new topic every month, and we get to process problems. So it's invaluable.
Today we are joined by Maria Khalil, President and CEO of VI Aesthetics, the creators of the first pill that is suitable for all skin types, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. What are some major trends and opportunities that you see opening up in the future or at the moment in skincare and aesthetics?
So I'm not really into trends when it comes to skincare. I think I understand when it comes to maybe fashion, but even then I think it's pretty sad how our world has become almost disposable, where you buy something that's trendy for the moment, you wear it a couple times, and what you do with it, whether you donate it or you never wear it again, it's just become this really bad cycle, I think, of usage and wastage. I like investing in more classic things that are timeless more than the trendier stuff. And then when it comes to skincare, I don't think we should be buying into all the trends all the time. I also don't think it's super healthy for your skin to constantly be changing what you're using. I think if you find products that are working on your skin, you're seeing a difference, you're happy with the results, I don't think there's always a huge reason to change. I think we should stick to what works. A lot of the time people are using products that are causing their skin problems, and that's because they're also diagnosing their own issues with Google and Wikipedia, or they're going into drugstores and just buying the trendy product that's at the front of the shelf. So I think that can be kind of a dangerous thing to get into. I think some of the trends that are here to stay and probably for the better are the whole organic trend, the green trend. Consumers are becoming a lot more aware of ingredients. They're understanding what they are. I think that's important. I think that's great. They're making more informed decisions. Another trend that I hope to see happening perhaps is ingredient lists getting smaller as we get more aware of ingredients. Some of those ingredients maybe are not necessary, so I'd like to see smaller lists. I think the other thing is we're going to see more sustainability in packaging, which is extremely important for the environment. Just again, our society has become a lot of waste. And so those are things that I think are important and hope to see these trends soon.
Now, being under 30, how do you get more experienced clients to take you seriously? That would always be a question for any young entrepreneur or young CEO like yourself.
And I wish I could say I know the answers. And to be honest, I think every day I'm trying to figure that out. But I also use every day and every opportunity as a lesson and as a way to grow. I feel like I'm a sponge, so everything I learn, I remember. And I may be young, I know, but I feel like I do have a few years under my belt now. When you have acne at a young age, I started when I was 14, you become fascinated with skincare very quickly. Quite honestly, skincare becomes an obsession because you want to know, you want to understand everything about it because you're looking for something that works. So you really become an expert at a young age. And the other thing that I have to say is when you're the daughter of a doctor, you sort of start thinking that you're a doctor yourself and you start helping people with their problems and, you know, understanding their skincare issues. So I think those are two things that are also working in my favor, that even though I am young, I do have these two things of experience. And the other thing is I think that there's a lot of maturity and strength in simply in listening to your clients and not talking over them, in heeding their advice, making changes to your company based on how they feel and what they've noticed. I think those are very mature steps to take. I feel like our clients are our heart and our soul, so I always have an open ear and mind to them as much as possible at every opportunity I have, and I welcome their advice and I welcome their criticism.
Well, you may be young, but you're very wise at your age, and we certainly appreciate all the insight and advice and expertise in all regards. Where can listeners be in contact with you and also to get more information about VI Aesthetics online?
So you can go to our website, www.vipeel.com. And if you're a medical professional, you can send us a message through the website and we can get you in touch with a rep in your area. And if you're a consumer, you can use our zip code search to find a physician near you where you can have our VI peel done or where you can buy our products. Because again, remember, they're exclusive to physicians, medical professionals. And then you can always email me. I'm welcome it. My email is maria@vipeel.com. I'd love to know what you think, and I'd love to hear your ideas too.
Maria, once again, we thank you for your time here today on Enterprise Radio. All the success and happy holidays as they are approaching.
Thank you so much. Happy, happy holidays.
And thank you so much. We've been speaking with Maria Khalil, President and CEO of VI Aesthetics, the creators of the first peel that is suitable for all skin types. And once again, for more information, visit vipeel.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.